Oh, I'm taking a walk here. It's not quite six yet. And here on this is east. This is East Road. Going from my office. And I had to sleep the night at the office. I do it occasionally. This time it's because the car's in. I think there's something wrong with the transmission. Anyway, we're gonna make arrangements and take it back to Albuquerque and then get some other vehicle, you know. Well, they're working on dot two. Anyway, not important. A while back, just as I was pondering the two great commandments, love God and love your neighbor, it's love your neighbor as yourself. The first commandment is about putting your trust and faith in God, even in times of difficulty, and putting God first. And you say, oh, well, you shouldn't do that above loving your wife. And you go, they're so inextricably tied together, the love of your spouse and the love of God. Certainly wouldn't want to refer to your wife is just another neighbor, you know. That's not too cool. Of course, you got to understand that all these terms are kind of interesting translations over the years, so you don't want to get weird about the semantics of it particularly. But that second commandment, which is love your neighbor as yourself, I think it really, you know, I had gotten to the point where I said, you know what it is? It's the golden rule. It doesn't mean to go and batter yourself, let your neighbor just stomp all over you, and you just have to sit there and take it and say, oh, but I love you. No, it's just the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, that's how you should pretty much treat other people. Now, at the end of the day, when it comes to your wife or your husband, you want to do a little bit more than that. It's the whole idea of, golly. It's amazing how many mosquitoes there are out here in the hinterlands. Of course, we do have a river, so you're always going to have more mosquitoes here. Anyway, you know, your husband, your wife really need to be a loving extension of yourself. You know, sometimes you say things that the most people would say, oh, you shouldn't say that. And you go, well, you know, you need to be kinder to the prime relationship outside of your relationship with God. In fact, I think it's right up there with the relationship with God. Like I said, you know, I sometimes refer to Lisa as the daughter of God. And, you know, and I say, you know, I said, if I'm not nice to the daughter of God, you know, he's got every right to do something to me. You know, that's his daughter. And you're supposed to be one. You're supposed to join together. Their troubles are your troubles. So, I guess that's kind of how I look at that. And I don't often pay attention to marriage and family counselor types. I often think that they're their advice is a little askew. Even the ones that are Latter-day Saints and should have a little attitude that's more compatible with mine. But to be honest, I don't know if Latter-day Saints in the large agree with me. You know, they're caught up in fad stuff. In fact, he talked about, the title was Beyond Unconditional Love. Because it's kind of, it's a little sick and twisted to do unconditional love. Unconditional love means you'll put up with anything. It means that, you'll show love even when things are not good. Of course, they say, oh, well, that would be wonderful if you could do it, but you can't. So there it is. And you go, wait, is it, I'm sorry, I don't think that should be a goal. I think that's a silly goal that will lead you down a wrong path. Don't discount unconditional love because we're just incapable of it. We get that too much in our relationship with God. People say, oh, I can't be like God. And you go, you know what? Number one, yes, you can. And number two is, you know, you've got a pretty weird view of what, of God in the first place. You know, like he's some marble statue somewhere, perfectly contrived. And you're going, no, he's a person. He has passions. He loves, he hates. He is happy, he gets angry. All those things. And when we think somehow that we need to live by some strange, you know, impossible standard because God is impossible, I said, I reject that. I reject that. You can make God angry. It's 6 o'clock. Mostly out here taking a walk because I kind of leaked on myself when I woke up. Funny, I don't often do that. I hope this isn't a sign of the future. Hope not. But yeah, it's a beautiful morning out here. I guess I'm sacrificing a bit for Lisa, doing all this stuff away from her. It's a little of a sacrifice. I'd rather be with Lisa. I think I drive her nuts, but, you know. I don't expect the world from her. She's really nice to me. You know. And, you know, I want her to be happy. But I also don't want her to feel bad, but, golly. I think back at some things I say sometimes, and, you know, she's very sensitive. I compared me maybe having to replace the transmission to her getting her kidney stone out, and I'm sure I did that badly, and she might very well feel very, you know, tender about that, because it's like, you know, I sure cost us a lot of money. And you go, at least that's what the money's for. The money's for taking care of stuff like this. It's nice to have a war chest behind you. But that war chest is to handle things that come up. And, that's life. You know, the great thing is you don't have to worry about how much you leave behind. If you leave nothing behind, that's okay. If you do happen to leave some behind, it's somebody else's, and, you know, they may or may not appreciate it. I don't know. I remember when Mom left her house to go move in with Joe, That was an interesting time, because it was like, well, now I've got this extra house, you know, and she pretty much said, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't want to spend any money on it. I'm just not going to mess with it. And it's like, oh, you know, it kind of gives out the feeling almost that she had passed away for things that were left behind that needed to be taken care of. And they were, you know. Lisa enjoys being back in Tucumcari. We're in a house that's paid for. That's great, man. Just don't know what a wonderful relief that is on a big level. Tucumcari is a relatively inexpensive place to be. And that looks pretty good. Well, sort of. Anyway. Come back to this. So yeah, the unconditional love pops up again. And hopefully it's a helps people get a better understanding how these things work. God's love, well, manifestations of God's love. Many are conditional. So, this car keeps going. All right, well, that's just a nice little walk. Something I read. And that's it.